America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network. Well, it is Tuesday, and you're listening to Faith and Freedom here on the Lighthouse WPMH. We are getting Steve on with us as well, so glad you can join us. If you'd like to call in, it's 488-5299 to call in and be part of the show. So we'd be glad to have that with you along here on the station. So hope that you can join us in. Steve, I've got you on the line. You're here.
I can't hear you.
I've got you on there. Just talk. You are there.
Colleen, I can't hear you. If you can hear me, I can't hear you.
I can hear you, Steve. Just keep going. 488-5299. This program is being brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group. The Alliance Legal Group is here in town, debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com as well to be part of that.
Hello? I can't hear you. If we're online, I can't hear anybody, so that good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor, and I'm thinking we're online. I don't know for sure that if we are, that
you're there, Steve.
I'm not getting feedback, and so
sorry about that, Steve. Just keep talking. You are listening to the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Lighthouse WPMH. Again, it is being brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group right here in town, debtfreeva.com. They can help you with all kinds of things regarding your bankruptcy situations and those types of things. So we invite you to be part of that by calling them and having them answer questions by going to debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. I'm trying to get Steve to be able to know that he is on the air and be able to talk. He is having difficulty with hearing me back on the programming, so we might.
Okay, Hampton Roads, it's good talking to you. I can't get a hold of Colleen here, but she tells me that we're on. So today that we're going to be talking about the globalist agenda, the COVID pandemic, and let me just tell you that it's just beginning. So. As we start today's program, let me just share with you that if you want to get a hold of us, please do. You can go to www.debtfreeva.com. We have a web page there, and we would sure appreciate your support. That if you could contact us, and if you have a financial issue concerning bankruptcy or something of that nature, we'd be glad to discuss that with you, get you a free consultation, have you up to date as far as what the options are relating to bankruptcy, if that's the option, or a debt workout, if you got a primary sort of problem with a particular creditor, whatever the issue is, that we'd love to talk to you. That's www.debtfreeva.com. The reason that the Alliance Legal Group sponsors this time space at the Lighthouse is because that we care about you, and that we care about this nation, and to be quite frank with you, that from a faith and freedom standpoint, we want to do what God wants us to do in letting the world know what Jesus is doing in this very critical time of our nation's history. So with all that being said, let me just kind of introduce you what today and Thursday are going to look like as far as this program. You know, many times we talk about, you know, the virus and vaccines and things of that nature, which is absolutely critical at this point in time, because this world's never seen something like the CCP virus and the vaccines and the mandatory requirements to take vaccines. I'm getting phone calls every day at my law office saying, you know, I don't want to lose my job. I'm being forced to have a vaccine, and I don't want to do it because of my religious, my health, or just my conscientious objection to putting poison inside my body. And so we're seeing something now in this country that we've never seen before. We're seeing medical tyranny. We're seeing governments conscripted to do the globalist agenda. And so over the last year and a half, I remember my first message at the church when they started closing down the church, churches in Virginia in March of last year, that you know, we were saying that 60s, 70s song that's saying, you know, look around, something's going down. I can't remember but the bottom line is we recognized something was going down and nobody knew what was going on. And over the last year and a half, that's the same feeling that most people have. They don't know what's going on. So I've spent a lot of time I'm going to try to get this in a nutshell, kind of give you a sort of a big picture about what is going down. Now the truth is there's a globalist agenda, and this COVID CCP plandemic is just the beginning. This last year and a half has been absolutely terrible, but that we can put it into context when we start understanding in a new paradigm. And that paradigm is that there is a globalist agenda. It's not conspiracy theory, it's conspiracy fact. Much of what we see has been planned for decades and decades. It's been planned through a one world government that was envisioned through first a League of Nations and then a United Nations, which was and is an open site as far as their plans. Let me just start this off. That Dave Spangle, he was the director of the Planetary Initiative of the UN, a body of the UN that basically existed back in 78. And he said this remarkable thing. He says that no one will enter the New World Order unless he or she makes a pledge to worship Lucifer. That sounds absolutely crazy. He says no one will enter the New Age unless he will make a Luciferian initiation. That came out of a UN, a director of a UN body back in 1978. So everything I'm going to share with you today has to do with faith and freedom. The America is under attack. It's under assault, as many nations are, by a one-world globalist attempt to overthrow those countries. And so COVID... Let me just share this with you, and you know this if you have your eyes open, that COVID was a planned and executed virus. It's not a conspiracy theory that we've seen over the last year and a half. This is an actual planned conspiracy. The conspiracy has to do with global elites, stakeholders, as they're called, who planned this. You can see it in the websites of those who planned it. It's right on the web, even now in plain sight. I'm going to show you a website today that'll blow your mind. I'm going to discuss it so you can go to it yourself and see it. So, just the overall gist of the globalist agenda, I just wanted to share with you. It's been planned for decades, and kind of give you an overview. So, as we know, over the last year, many major inconsistencies have come out as far as this CCP virus. You know, everything from the beginning, I just take you back a year. You know, this, all of a sudden we see this virus coming out. Remember seeing the pictures of the Chinese falling, dropping dead like flies on our news, cities shut down, things of that nature. And then all of a sudden they predict millions and millions of people are going to die. Remember that? But then they say, no, you know, millions and millions of... They falsified the numbers, and they said it's going to be so terrible that millions and millions and millions of people get everybody completely panicked and worried about this tremendous virus that's going to destroy the whole world. We saw over the last year and a half continuous manipulated stats. We see doctors and scientists not being allowed to speak out. You know, that the American frontline doctors, they try to get up and say, listen, hydroxychloroquine, listen, ivermectin. They just get shut up and they're treated like crazies. Trump buys millions of doses of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and we have a stockpile of ivermectin, but we're not allowed to use it. And so we see all these predicted numbers about this global crisis completely wrong. And they covered up. We had a program saying they're gaslighting us. They said, oh, we never said there was going to be that many people died. In fact, in order to make the people died number look closer to what they have, that they manipulate the numbers. Doctors and mortuaries are told, anybody that comes in that's sick, that just say they got COVID. I mean, that's happening all over the place, so they can build up the numbers, so they can build fear. Lies about a virus continue today. And so we know that there's a virus. We know something's out there, and we know that it wasn't created in a Wuhan market. It was something created through Fauci and his NIH gain-of-function funding that allowed this virus to exist. And that's not even disputed now, but it was disputed before. So that's the virus. That's the kind of linchpin. But then we had riots last year. Do you remember that? Before the elections, we had riots. And then we had protests. We had massive vandalism. That one week we have people wearing masks and you're not allowed to go out. The next week we have people told not to go outside. We have peaceful protesters versus destructive rioters going in and destroying buildings, stealing stuff, not even prohibited. Governments and governors and mayors completely permitting them. Remember that? We had the bricks planted in stacks all over these rioting cities. Completely crazy stuff that we've never seen in our lifetime before. Now, and again, very quickly, we have the vaccines that don't work, that they actually, the truth is lie and lie is truth. They say that the vaccinated are the unvaccinated are spreading the vaccine, but we know it's the exact opposite. We see the facts, the ones that try to cover up. It's actually the vaccinated spreading the virus, the vaccinated spreading the variants, the vaccinated that are unhealthy. Those are all the facts, but they say, oh, no, it's the other way around. Where lies are told to be truth and truth are told to be lies. And then we have the vaccine passports, the lockdowns, the takedown of your right to have a vaccine passport, an app on your phone is the only way that you're going to get around New York City. It's just on and on and on. And so it's just as if, you know, that we fell asleep and we woke up in another world. And everything that we thought was true was not true. The country that we once had is gone. And that's what's happened. We say, how in the world did that happen? And somehow, if all that we're seeing is deception, and the media and the government has convinced us to believe and think in a certain way that's exactly opposite to what's true, could that possibly be going on? Well, I'm telling you, it is. And that's because it's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy. So where is this conspiracy coming from? Where is it leading us to? Well, we need to go back decades and decades. We don't have time to do it all today, but just go back to 1992, Agenda 21. The UN had this as a major objective. People like the Open Society Foundation, George Soros, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The major objective of Agenda 21 was that every local government should draw its own Agenda 21 sustainable development goals. We heard about it back then. We said, what's this all about? We saw it. We understood that this didn't seem right. But that since 2015, this sustainable development mindset was instituted from local governments to state governments to national governments. And again, you can track Agenda 21 programs implemented in your own city and town just by going to searching Agenda 21 in Google and finding out how far along we are in your particular city. Then in United Nations in 2030, the UN in 2015 adopted UN Agenda 2030. And guess who fiercely promoted that? the Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates. They came up with 17 sustainable development goals. And when we say sustainable, we're going to share in a second. When you got a lot of people, it's not sustainable. You got to have less people in order to be sustainable. They started bringing environmentalism and saying that the environment is getting destroyed by all these people. Soros, people like Rockefeller, funders here. Same Rockefeller that gave us the UN land grant to put the UN in our in New York City. And Gates, the largest private donor to the World Health Organization. You've been hearing a lot about them lately. He's also the one of the largest land purchasers in America today, where farming and things of that nature, essential to our well-being, he can control. And we don't have time to share it, but that we can list governments and entities and organizations where Bill and Melinda Gates is a founder and partner of. Well, let's fast forward to 2019 in New York, June 13th. The World Economic Forum and the UN signed a strategic partnership framework outlining areas of cooperation. That's the UN and the WEF, their economic World Economic Forum, on how to accelerate the implementation of 2030 for sustainable development. In 2019, we had the agenda. Agenda 201, Event 201, and that's where they planned a pandemic that would occur that would affect the whole world and had stakeholders from all over the world attend about 2 months, 3 months before the pandemic actually was released. Major stakeholders, businesses, corporations, government leaders all joined this staged this training session on what to do during the next year. And so that on the surface, you know, that we see these governments coming together and planning for, you know, these agendas. But that ultimately, when you look into what these agendas do, it reveals global government taking over every nation across the planet. These agendas dismantle sovereignty, property rights, privacy, food systems, and more. You know, there's code words that you need to start looking for because they're all over the place. The Build Back Better that is so famous for Biden is the exact code words that the UN used in its Great Reset policy. This whole fascist sort of takeover is fueled by globalist corporations like Monsanto and DuPont. You know, people say, well, that stuff's like conspiracy theory. It's not conspiracy theory. Everything that you thought was a conspiracy theory is a conspiracy, but it's not a theory. And so let's go to the next step. So 2018, 2019, the World Economic Forum was created to support Agenda 21, now Agenda 2030. This World Economic Forum was actually created in 71, 49 years ago. Bill Gates was one of the founders. Klaus Schwab was the other. UN and also the WEF on its actual site says this. Listen to this. It says the multi-stakeholder approach defines the core of the 2030 agenda and sustainable development goals. Then it says we are all in this together. Let me say that again. The UN 2030 agenda and their sustainable development goals, as stated by the World Economic Forum, on their website says, we are all in this together. Where did we hear this before? Well, if you remember, you know, as we went through the last year, that as we were convinced that basically that we had to mask up and shut down and lock down and stop going to church, you heard that over and over. We are all in this together. It's a communist globalist mantra that tries to make you throw away your individual right. Just like Terry McAuliffe the other day I saw on the debate where he says, you know, the kids, parents shouldn't be teaching their kids what to do, that the schools should be. You know, the individual right to teach your kids is not important to these globalists. So with about 5-7 minutes left, let me just kind of get down to where we're actually at. And the next Thursday, we'll try to go back and hit some of the key points. And so the bottom line is that this website, this WEF, this initiative that was signed with the UN, this Strategic Partnership Framework, has a website called the Strategic Partnership Initiative. And if you go to that website, you're going to see one of the craziest, mind-blowing websites you've ever seen. It's all a plan for global governance. When you go to this website, what you'll see is you'll see it's a very in-depth website. What you'll see is a website. It looks really amazing, to be quite frank with you, and it goes from level to level to level as far as global governance. And what's it for? It's for the new world order where there are no borders. It's about a website that Bill Gates, designed, I'm sure, that talks about one government, one world, no borders. And that's what the whole action plan for this site is. And so, again, it goes layer after layer, all interconnected, numerous tentacles for each topic. And when you start digging deeper, you just see one connection after the other, because it's an AI system on what world government should do in order to become, to transfer their power over to a one world government. It sounds crazy, but it's true. Go to the Strategic Partnership Initiative and start going through that website. It's in plain sight. And every one of these little like circles match up with another circle. All these little circles look like a coronavirus in and of themselves. So it's crazy. And so you'll start seeing words that pop up in this website. Stuff like the Fourth Industrial Revolution, sections on global governance, on the COVID-19 virus. They're all interconnected. And the reason it's all interconnected is because they want a one world, one government, no borders. The plan that they have, the UN, the WEF, these globalists, is for one government to have complete control over all of us. When you put everything that's happening in that paradigm, things start making sense. I mean, all the things you're seeing, artificial intelligence, controlling our business, you're going to very shortly see, your vehicles being phased out with electric vehicles that are electronically controlled. Our money system is going to be digitized and taken away at some point. Our privacy, our freedom to be abolished forever. That's the plan. And our politicians are in on it. They are stakeholders. And so this global governance didn't just happen this year or last year. It's been going on for years and years of elites masterminding, plotting and planning on how to take over the world. And you can see this all happening on this one website. And as we finish up in the last 3 minutes, understand this, that COVID is just the first step to get the ball rolling and a way to release all these plans for their world domination. They know that a scared and divided world is easy to dominate. Crushing the economy, which we're going to see ongoing, that we're seeing now, this what we think is stupid governance, is for a purpose. It's to crush our economy and then install fear and fear-based reactions. And they know that's how they can accomplish their goals. And so the last thing, and we're going to go over this next week because we're running out of time, that there's a lot of material that I would tell you to go to this Strategic Partnership Initiative, take a look at, to understand that basically that's what's going on. That if you put it in that sort of paradigm, you'll see what it's going, how everything's interconnected. Everything from 5G to anti-globalism to the Great Reset to human cyborgs, it's all in there. They're all interconnected. Next Thursday, what we're going to talk about is this Fourth Industrial Revolution, this Great Reset. And so start knowing these terms, because that's what's really going on. That's why your government doesn't seem like it's responsive. There are plans for the next step after this COVID has gained ground against the world. And that we're going to talk about what that plan is. I can give you the very short summary of that plan. And that is that this Fourth Industrial Revolution will change not only what we do, but also who we are. This is from the UN website. It says it will affect our identity and all the issues associated with it. Our sense of privacy, our notions of ownership, our consumption patterns, the time we devote to work and leisure, how we develop our careers. And it says it's already changing our health and leading to a quantified self, whatever that means. And sooner than we think, it may lead to human augmentation. Well, Colleen, I wish we could have more conversation today, but we'll be talking more about this on Thursday. We'll be talking about the Great Reset and what this all means for America. Again, if you want to touch base, I'm sorry we couldn't have more dialogue today, but you can contact us at www.debtfreeva.com. We have a web chat assistant there to help you get a hold of me. We'd love to talk to you. And that we need to wake up, because this is not about bad governance. This is not about even Republicans or Democrats. This is about a great reset, a fourth industrial revolution that is well underway, and that we need to be aware of it. God bless you. It's good talking to you today. Look forward to talking to you on Thursday. God bless and have a great day.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.